Welcome to the Action Playbook. I'm Jason Fox.
And I'm Coach Robin.
And we are helping leaders take action in life and business.
Is it recording?
We're recording.
Okay.
We're recording. So, welcome to this almost beautiful spring day. Only 8 days to go until spring.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, looking out the window, it looks pretty good. A little bit icy, but no rain today, so.
No rain's always good. Sunshine.
Only taken 18 months to have a couple of days in a row without rain, so. Yep, Tauranga, sunny bay of plenty. Yeah, right.
It's been a year of it, eh?
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. But we digress, because we are back, the Action Playbook, episode 22, and today we're building trust and respect.
That's right. Trust and respect. One of the two probably most intangible but critical elements in business.
And personal. Just relationships in general.
100%. I mean, again, what we're going to discuss today, like a lot of things we've discussed, is applicable in life and business and, you know, in sales. So today is no different.
It's all about the people, the people, the people. So where do we start today, Robin? What have you got in store?
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Yeah, I think one of the things is this intangibility of trust and respect, right? People talk about, we need to trust each other, we have to respect each other, we've got to respect the team. But what does it actually mean, right? And more importantly, how can we grow that? How do we grow trust? How do we grow respect? Now, you know, there's a lot of cliches around trust, for example, you know, takes years to build and seconds to break, and the same for respect, right? Respect is earned, that's what they say.
Yeah. You know?
So what I want to do today is to demystify trust and respect, but also then give a model on how to build that in a very, very simple way.
Sure. Okay.
So this is a model I came across probably about a year ago. It's called the ARC model, and ARC is A-R-C, A for affinity, R for reality, and C for communication.
Okay.
So in the context of a personal relationship with your partner, affinity is love, right? But in the business context, affinity is care. It's caring for each other. So just picture this as a triangle, and at the top you've got affinity, and then you've got reality on the bottom left, and then communication on the bottom right. So just imagine that triangle in your mind as we talk, right?
Sure.
So then you've got the communication. Now, we know communication is the bedrock of all relationships, right? So it's no surprise that communication is going to be one of the three critical elements when looking to build trust and respect. Mm. But then you've got the reality, and that reality is actually a shared reality. And the difference between a reality and a shared reality is if I said to you, Jason, you must go move your car. And you go, oh. Okay, so that's my reality, but yeah. You haven't taken it on as your reality. You've got more questions, right?
Why must I? Yeah. What's about to happen to it?
Yeah. Who are you to tell me?
Am I in your car park? Is a building about to fall on it? What's happening?
What's going on, right? And that's the critical point. You need to be, for a shared reality, you need to answer the question why, right? So if I said to you, right, Jason, I've got a VIP customer arriving. He's driven around for 10 minutes. He's called me. He can't come in. He's going to go back to the office if he can't get a parking bay. Would you mind if you moved your car into another bay or around the corner so that he can park in your bay and he'll be here for 15 minutes and then you can move your car back? Is that okay?
Yeah, look, I know he's a big client and that's how my wages get paid. Sounds fair to me.
Exactly, right? And that's how you create a shared reality, right? So it's not just a reality, it's a shared reality. Really important.
Yeah, it's not do as I say.
Yeah.
It is to a certain degree, but yeah, it's not like Hitler.
Yeah.
Heil.
Yeah. So the last one is the communication, okay? And, I mean, we can talk about communication all day long, but when you start looking into how people communicate, what we typically find, for example, with DISC, is that there are four types of or styles of communication, and we all have a bit of all of them, but we also have ones that are dominant. Yes. And so there's this idea of the golden rule in life is, you know, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. Mm. But the platinum rule for communication is communicate. Do you know this? Go for it.
No, it's to treat people how they want to be treated, not how you want to be treated.
100%. Yeah. That's the platinum rule. Yeah. And this is an art that seems to have been lost.
I don't think it's ever been taught, because that is the household saying, treat people how you want to be treated.
So we're programmed to do that.
And I love being yelled at and bitten and whatever. I don't, but or maybe, I don't know. But that's some people's reality.
Yeah.
And some other people are like, don't even speak to me. I don't want to hear from you. And we're seeing that in the websites and stuff that we're building. You know, people apply online, but they don't want to pick up the phone because they solely want everything to be done online.
Yeah.
So you can't ring them. So you got to understand where people fit.
Exactly. And then there's other people that, you know, just they just want, do you have it in stock? Yes or no? Or can we do this today? I want to sign. Where do I sign? Right.
Yeah.
And you get other people that are more gregarious and other people that want more information. And
I need to think on it for a week, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are the three elements. So again, it's affinity, reality, communication that forms a triangle. So imagine that as a triangle. And inside the triangle, so the area of the triangle is trust and respect.
Okay.
Okay. So imagine for a moment I'm driving behind you in the traffic and then, boom, I knock into the back of you. Again.
Fortunately, you haven't done that, Robin, but yes, I could see this being a reality.
And you jump out of the car, you know, it's your baby, and someone is just, I've just driven into the back of your car. Now you're jumping out, right? You're angry. Right. So, first question, right? Do we have a shared reality at that point?
No. Are you mad? What the hell are you doing?
and so the communication is along the same lines, right? I mean, that is how you're going to communicate. You fucking idiot. Why don't you look where you're going? Right. So, how much affinity do you have for me right now?
None.
Absolutely none, right?
Zero. It's gone. Yeah.
So communication has diminished.
Yeah.
Your affinity for me is almost non-existent. Yeah. And we don't have a shared reality. We only have your view, which was you were sitting at the lights and I just drove straight into the back of you without looking.
And my view is going to be noise at you. No sound thought or anything, just a whole lot of noise.
So let's say I managed to calm you down to a point where you will let me have a say.
I'd probably be okay with it.
Yeah. Okay, so just before I go into that, so the trust and respect that you have for me is tiny, right? It's the area inside of the triangle. So but now I get an opportunity to explain to you what happened, right? And I say to you, Jason, I'm so sorry. My wife is pregnant. She's in labor. We're rushing to the hospital. She went into a contraction. She asked me for my hand. And as I turned to give her my hand, boom, I knocked into you.
Effective.
I knock into the back of you, right? And now because I've had the opportunity to communicate with you, explain my situation, you probably go, oh, shit. I didn't realize that you had your pregnant wife in labor in the back and you're rushing off to hospital and that's what happened, right? So through me being able to communicate that with you, I've already increased the triangle, right? Now, the beautiful thing is this is a magic triangle. So when you pull one, they all grow.
Ooh, I like that.
So when you pull on that communication and you can grow the communication or make the communication more effective, then so does the shared reality, because now through my communicating with you, you have a better understanding of my side of it, right? So now we have that shared reality, not just your side and my side, but now we're both on the same page. And then affinity grows. And you go, geez, okay, I was pretty rough on this guy. You know what? I'm going to, his car's smashed up. He can't drive. I'm going to pop the pregnant wife in the back of my car and I'm going to drive him to hospital, right? And that's how those three elements, the communication, the affinity that eventually grows, and the shared reality, the triangle grows. And inside of that, the trust and respect, to the point where you're happy to put my wife in the back of your car and take her to hospital. Simple example, but that is effectively how the ARC model works.
Yep, gotcha. So how are we going to apply this in business? Because obviously day to day, I'm a leader in my business. I need to talk to my staff. I want something done. Obviously you talked about it earlier, about leaving the car. What's, as a leader, it's important that I speak to my staff like this continually, not once. So what's some methods or how do I need to be processing this so that I can become that person if I'm not that today?
Yeah. So probably the hardest one to force or to push is affinity, right? So if you focus on the shared reality and the communication, that is the key to unlocking trust and respect. Don't be a leader who just says, do this, do that, because I told you. But go into, through effective communication, go into the detail as to why that is important. And you get a far better buy-in when people understand why we're doing this.
Yeah. So is this, I don't think we have touched below the line and above the line behaviors, but this is kind of where it all stems from, doesn't it? Because a lot of leaders are below the line rather than above the line. So that little shift of understanding of where they sit could get them to, obviously, the affinity place, do you feel?
100%. You know, so what Jason is talking about there is the three behaviors below the line are blame, excuses, and denial. And then the three behaviors above the line is accountability, ownership, and responsibility, right? And when our team sees us being accountable, taking ownership, and being responsible, that definitely improves our shared reality, our communication, and ultimately our affinity.
Which is exactly that. You just crashed into my car. Oh, you know what? I jumped on the brakes a little bit too hard there too. You know, I saw you were following a bit close. I shouldn't have jumped on the brakes so hard. Whatever it might be. Versus, nah, it's your fault. You just drove into the back of me. We're not watching the road, you dickhead.
Yeah.
You know, two very different behaviours as a person. So once you get yourself above the line, thinking above the line, the affinity is going to happen for your business. It's going to be easier to have those conversations, and therefore it's going to grow and your team are going to be happier. Therefore, you're going to get more out of them, and it goes on and on. Snowball.
Snowball. People love stories, right?
Oh, I do. I'll get comfortable.
Storytelling is so important. I'm going to tell you a story quick.
Stories with Robin. Let's go.
And it fits into what we're talking about in more ways than one. So when I had my business, I presented our new vision, mission, and values in a town hall meeting to my, I don't know, at that point it was probably 80 or 90 staff. And all I got back was a bunch of blank faces.
Crickets in the background.
That's it. And I, chip, chip. And so I realized that I needed to do something different. It was really important that everyone buys into our vision, mission, and values. But Nobody was like activating on it. And so I think on a subconscious level, I probably understood that the trust and respect wasn't quite there yet. They weren't ready to buy that. So I changed tack. And what I did was I organized what I called lunch with the boss, which is a horrible term actually, because I don't like the word boss, but it was lunch with the boss. And so I would take groups of five of the staff, and I'd take them into the boardroom, and it would be catered. So the whole boardroom turned into a big dining room table.
Sure. Lunch with his lord.
Yeah. I sat on the one side. On your throne. On the other side. No, it wasn't like that. And
banquet.
And so I was like, shit, I'm going to be with these people for like 2 hours. Well, what are we going to do for 2 hours? Because if I do the mission, vision, and values, it's, you know, that's like half an hour, right? What am I going to do for the other 1.5 hours? So I started off, I came up with this sort of agenda, and I started off with the icebreaker, you know, a very simple one. People started engaging. I was like, cool, all right, people are in. Then I said, look, I want you to know where the story behind where this company, how this company started. And so I told them that story. Right? And you could see people were like sitting up and they were starting to listen to the story. Then I gave them all an opportunity to tell their story. And the most amazing stories came out, man. You know, people that came up from dysfunctional families, people who grew up living on the streets, people that had amazing sports achievements, and everyone in the room was hearing it for the first time as well, just me. And what happened, unbeknownst to me, was unintentional, but what happened is that through that communication and the storytelling, that affinity, that's the communication, we're creating a shared reality for my story about how the company was formed and the history of it, that they were a part of, and hearing their stories. So that communication, the shared reality and the affinity just grew so intensely that I think it was one of the watershed moments in the development of that business. And did we have a problem with the mission, vision, and values after that?
Unlikely.
No way.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was amazing to see. And it was an incredible, incredible journey. Even now, I still get a little bit emotional thinking about that.
Sure. Yeah, real come to Jesus moment for your business, eh? Well, not a come to Jesus, it's a bad thing, I suppose, but yeah.
It's just amazing what everything you learn learned when you take a bit of time to get to actually get to know people, you know. And I guess that's the ARC model right there.
Yeah.
It's take time to get to know people.
Leading with compassion.
Yeah, and tell your story. Everyone's got a great story, I promise you. Tell your story. People love it and they'll buy into it.
Yeah. To tell your story, but listen to others. Your story is not more important than the person you're speaking to.
Yeah. And take action.
That's a wrap.